Must-see TV is back. How NBC is bringing back the campaign and how it's going to focus not only on comedies, but some of its most talked about shows.
And it's the end of the year bloodbath. We're going to talk about which shows are not returning to network TV.
And we're so excited to tell you about a couple really cool sponsors. Two words, wine and underwear. You can't beat that.
This is the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, A Gallon of Gay.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, A Gallon of Gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Mick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
All right, welcome to episode 122. I'm Mick, along with my bestie, Kitty.
Hello. Yes, thanks for listening. Guys, thanks for joining us. You can find A Gallon of Gay, by the way, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Podbean. So let's hope you're listening on one of those. You know what? We got to get to the latest entertainment headlines right now.
Okay, here are some of the latest headlines we are following right now. It looks like Katy Perry may be headed to American Idol. Of course, American Idol is now returning to TV, not on Fox, but on ABC. There was speculation that they really wanted Kelly Clarkson, but Kelly Clarkson, before this Katy Perry news, was announced that she is headed to The Voice.
Which I think is a better fit,
Blake Shelton.
Right, exactly, yeah. And they rotate judges every couple seasons, right. But anyway.
It still would have been cool for the American Idol,
right,
the first
exactly.
American Idol to be part of
know.
The new reboot.
I don't care.
We used to watch it.
We used to watch it, I know, right. And then it got oversaturated. There's
and
too
maybe
many.
And maybe ABC will do
maybe.
With it.
Well, you know, I mean, Dancing with the Stars, they really turned that into something, so maybe they will change it into something, who knows, but.
So speaking of change, we kind of hinted at the top of the show that must-see TV is back. Well, and how that's coming back is that they're moving This Is Us from their time slot, I think, on Tuesday to now it's going to be on Thursday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Yes.
Will and Grace and then Great News will be on between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. So that's some of the big changes.
I think this is a smart move for them. It's not going to be like the heyday in the 90s, but there must, obviously, it's never going to be that way again. But I think it's smart to move Will and Grace, which is obviously going to have some ratings with their comeback. And then their highest rated, most popular show, This Is Us, putting that all on the same night. I think that's a smart move. So, yeah, I do. And The Good Place is moving to Tuesday nights where I think where This Is Us was. So that's good. Yeah.
All right. So those are the latest headlines. Now we'll get to the meat of the podcast because we love this time of year.
We do.
With all the new shows coming. But with all the new shows means that some
crap of them that are not coming back. That's right. So if you haven't heard, they've released the list of the shows that are dead, canceled for the 2016-2017 season.
Well, there was one that was canceled that came back.
Well,
so
resurrected,
there might be hope.
There might be hope. So let me just go over, I made a quick list of everything. We'll go by networks. We're going to go by NBC first. So they canceled. These are canceled, no longer on TV, except for one. Aquarius, I don't even remember this one. Blacklist Redemption, which surprised me because NBC puts a lot of money into their blacklist, and they were hoping the spinoff would be successful. It was not. Grimm was technically ending anyway, so it's not just returning. It wasn't canceled, but it's just not returning. Powerless, which is kind of disappointing. I know some people were fans. I didn't really watch it. I liked it, but I didn't stick to it. That's the word I'm looking for. Heartbeat in Emerald City, which, again, I think the problem is sometimes they don't promote these shows enough, and they just don't. They get kind of lost in the shuffle. So one that was canceled, but then is turning back time, so to say, is Timeless.
So appropriate.
I know, it's Timeless. So they did come out and say it was canceled, but then just, I don't know, hours later, they're like, oh, never mind, we're bringing it back. So Timeless is actually coming back. It's going to be summer season, correct? So, yeah, they got another season. And I think, I know a lot of people were really upset that it got canceled. So I don't know if it was the fan backlash or maybe NBC, you know, saw that it had some interest and decided to keep it. I'm not sure, but that is sticking around. Let's go to ABC, shall we? They cut some big ones. American Crime, which I know I never watched, but I know it gotten some Emmy buzz and stuff. So there's that. The Catch, which was the Shonda Rhimes one. Conviction. Dr. Ken, thank God, because that was a terrible one. Imaginary Mary and Mistresses. Notorious. Last Man Standing. Again, thank God, because that was terrible in my opinion. Ugh. The Real O'Neill, Secrets and Lies. Time After Time and Uncle Buck. Some of these I don't even remember seeing ever airing, but I guess they did. Those are gone. On CBS, Two Broke Girls, American Gothic, Brain Dead, Doubt, Pure Genius, and The Great Indoors, the one with Jill McHale. Two Broke Girls was on for 6 seasons, which I didn't even realize. And it did pretty well for a time being. So that's pretty surprising.
Yeah, but I mean, especially for CBS, because CBS really sticks with their shows and they usually put a lot behind them. But yeah. I think it was just one of those things that kind of ran its course, because how long can these two girls stay broke?
Right, agreed. Things like that. Yeah. And then Fox, they've canceled ABB, Home Free, Houdini and Doyle. I don't even remember that one. Making History, Pitch, Rosewood, Sleepy Hollow, and Son of Zorn. As a fan of Sleepy Hollow, I'm not surprised it got canceled, because after the 3rd season, it just wasn't any good anymore. So I'm not surprised. And then on the CW, Frequency and No Tomorrow, again, not surprised those two are gone. So that's the rundown of what's gotten canceled. So if you didn't hear your favorite show on this list, chances are it got renewed. It's okay. So don't worry about that.
Well, and there's still a little bit of uncertainty about Chicago Justice.
Yes.
So that was the 4th, and I think that was the newest one that was added this past season. They still haven't renewed it yet. So yeah. I don't watch any of the Chicago shows. But
Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, both very popular for NBC, so I don't think those are going anywhere. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so in just a couple of days, the new Twin Peaks, season 3, is going to premiere on Showtime. I watched it back in the day, because I'm that old. Kitty was not. Or you were around. You were just really young.
I was very young. It started in 1990, so I was 7, 8 when that was on. And I vaguely remember watching it with my parents. But of course,
it was so scary.
I don't remember anything. I just remember flashes of it. And I do remember the opening sequence. But I don't remember anything about the plot. And so now I'm watching it in preparation. And it's weird, but I like it. It's very '90s, with the music and everything. But it's interesting. So I'm very I like it so far. So I'm excited to see the 2nd season.
Yeah, it's very good. And I was telling you that I was reading, because I forgot about this, because it only lasted 2 seasons on ABC before the prequel movie came out, and they mentioned that right at the beginning of the season, because you know the seasons lasted for 20 some episodes.
Yeah.
The ratings weren't there where they were from season 1. So what they were trying to do is they were trying to speed things up, and that's why it got so weird. Like, they were trying to reach a point, and there was talk with David Lynch, and he was mentioning that the killer might not have been the same if they'd had a little bit more time, because they were really trying to, I mean, they really drug it out. But anyway, so I loved Twin Peaks. But I am going back and I'm doing the rewatch just to kind of get caught up, because there will be a couple characters that won't be
in
the new one. But so, it's so freaky. And I was telling you, just wait until you meet Bob.
Well, I'll see. I haven't.
Bob is just a couple episodes away.
Yeah, we haven't met Bob yet, but we've heard about Bob. Just talk about Bob. We haven't met Bob yet. So
to this day, he still scares me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was talking with a friend of mine, and she was like, "Oh, I'm watching Twin Peaks again." I'm like, "You watch Twin Peaks?" And she's like, "Yeah." And so we were talking about Bob, and there's this one scene, and I was like, it was burned into my memory of nightmares.
That's crazy.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is because back in the heyday, The Simpsons used to spoof Twin Peaks every once in a while.
There's
a couple of scenes, and I mean, I never really got them until now. Like, I knew it was from Twin Peaks, but now I see the actual scene that they were making fun of. I'm like, oh, okay, that's where it is. So it's just funny. Because even back then I was aware of it, I just didn't really know it. Anyway, yeah, I'm enjoying watching it. So Yeah. I can't wait. Tell me, what is the second season going to be about? Or this new season, excuse me.
No one knows.
Oh.
That's just it. No one knows. And so this won't really ruin anything, I don't think. I think it was at the end of season two or in the movie, Laura Palmer whispered in like a weird sequence to Agent Cooper, I'll see you in 25 years. Guess what? It's now been 25 yeah. years. So even back, well, like, why I would just, you say 20? Like,
well, I just watched that show, the episode where he has that weird dream where they're talking backwards and he says, you know, yeah. it was 25 years in the future.
Yeah.
And I, yeah, so.
Yeah, so like, we don't really know what well, is going on. So CNET, I don't know why CNET did this article, but they said, they're talking about the 20 weird things that you forgot about Twin Peaks. One is Donna Hayward has two sisters, and I'm trying to, and it said the first two episodes were pretty tame, and then all of a sudden it starts to get really weird. But yeah, she has two sisters, and it's weird because Donna Hayward, she's not going to be back in the
and Donna is Laura Flynn Boyle,
yeah,
right?
Laura Flynn Boyle, like,
that's
why
weird,
is
yeah,
she not, yeah. But her sisters will be.
Huh.
So it's weird. So maybe Donna has, I don't know, maybe they've killed her off or something like that.
Yeah.
But she was such a big part of the, of.
Yeah. Of the, I mean, especially in the first season that I'm watching it, she's a big part of it.
And two as yeah. well. So have you seen when Laura's cousin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Maddie. Yeah. Maddie, yeah.
And so then also you're talking about the fashions scream early 90s.
Oh my God, it's so early mm-hmm. 90s. It's crazy. I love it.
The first episode, or the first season, only 8 episodes long, which yeah. now that would be a normal season
right.
if you're a streaming show. Donuts galore. There's so many donuts
yes,
around.
There are.
And I thought this was interesting, and I never knew this. There, and it says, there's no way Twin Peaks has 51,000 people in there.
Right, and it's good. Yeah, I saw this, actually.
Yeah, so it says that, according to Welcome to Twin Peaks, an access guide to the town tie-in book from 1991 notes, the sign has a typo and should read 5,000... This is really weird. 5,120.1. And there's no explanation given for why there's a fraction.
Huh.
Yeah, so it's supposed to read 5,120.1.
That is weird.
Instead of 51,000, because it is a very small town. There's no way there's 51.
Yeah.
And how Agent Cooper was different in the first season compared to the second season. And Bob really is scary. To this day, he is scary. I'm so glad that CNET pointed this out. He is. I mean, I can't.
I really like Agent Cooper because he's so kind of quirky and weird.
Yeah, he's so weird.
Yeah, I really like Kyle MacLachlan.
But I love Lucy, too.
I like
Lucy. It's her voice.
Yeah, she's great. Mm-hmm. She's great. Yeah.
And then taxidermy is everywhere.
Yes.
And then there's a joke about the worst hospital food ever. Everyone's complaining about it. There'll be a few characters that'll end up in the hospital. Tons of mullets. Tons of mullets.
It is the 90s, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then, well, I don't want to give it away for you, but there's a big cliffhanger at the end of season one, and that's one thing that people forgot. It's a big cliffhanger.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of plaid that comes into
yeah.
play.
Well, it's the Northwest.
It is the Northwest. David Lynch's son has a cameo in it. He appears in the second episode of season two as a young boy who's practicing magic, and he ends up.
You know, there's so many familiar faces in this series. Just. From like stuff I watched as a kid, like I see this person, I'm like, yeah, they were in that thing, or you know, it's like mm-hmm. I know that face, I can't name it, but there's a lot of familiar faces in it. It's really, yeah. it's really just funny. I can't believe 25 years that shows. Well, more than 25 years now,
mm-hmm.
so it's just crazy. So
and it really, I mean, it has a cult following.
Yeah,
still to this
I
day.
I know.
So another thing, bad disguises. There are so many bad disguises. And then one of the characters ends up in a drawer knob.
A drawer knob?
A drawer knob.
What does that mean?
Their being is put into a doorknob. Oh, yeah. Yep. That's in Season 2. Yeah, season 2.
Okay. So yeah. It gets even weirder. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Because right now, I mean, now where it's just a mystery, I haven't really gotten any of the mystical supernatural elements of it.
Oh, but, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, it really starts.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Good to know. Good to know. I like weird shit like that.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
So
at the season, in the season 2, we do find out who Laura's killer is?
We find out at the beginning of season.
Oh, okay.
In season 2.
Yeah, okay.
We find out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just wondered, you know, if actors, just wonder what the new season's going to be. If they
no one
got
knows.
Her
and there are
killer.
Hundreds of people in it. Hundreds.
Oh, I know. I remember we looked it up. And there's
something.
All kinds of people in
yeah.
it. Yeah.
210 credited people in this. And this kind of goes into this article that I found from TV Line about why some surprising returns are spoiled in the opening credits.
Yes.
And they don't have to be. So basically the simple answer is that sometimes the showrunners, they don't have a choice over taking someone's name out of the opening credits because of a Screen Actors Guild rule, which requires top of the show billing for any of the top of the show cast. It's the term.
I get you.
So even in those credited as guest stars, special guest stars, it's basically a rule with SAG, and all of the actors are SAG members. So and sometimes there's a little bit of negotiating power, and then they were saying that now there's kind of a way where they're trying to get around that by saying the first run of this episode, if you're trying to not spoil that one of your favorite characters has come back from the dead or something like that. So first run on broadcast, it's not in there. But okay. Then once there's a rerun or it goes to streaming or DVD or whatever, it has to be put back in. So you won't be spoiled when you watch it for the first time.
Got it.
But the second time. But streaming, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't either.
So they're still trying to figure that out. But I remember we were always talking like The Walking Dead. Like,
yeah.
Oh, so-and-so's still in here.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Why, you know,
right,
or
that is, yeah.
Why they're already dead and they're still in the opening credits.
Yeah.
Because they had signed for...
That makes sense.
The first half of the season.
Yeah.
And if you have people edit, like if everyone, I don't know, I think it's just the secrecy, but also, you know, these actors are part of a show. You have to give them credit.
No,
and
that
that's
makes
where
sense.
You give them credit because we don't have end credits anymore.
No, you're right. We don't. Which, I mean,
In some shows, but not all.
Yeah. No, I kind of like that trend. I think it depends on the show, but, you know, it works on different shows anyway.
Yeah. So, what else are you watching?
Handmaid's Tale, which is great. Have you watched it at all?
Watched the first two episodes.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, you know, I didn't know this was a book, and it's been a book around for 30 years.
It's a short book, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought
so. I need to go and read it, but I mean, it's really interesting, you know, and just seeing the debate online of how, you know, it's sort of not that to say that we are in a dystopian society at the moment, but you know what I mean? There are certain things happening that are concerning. And, you know, a lot of people are like, this could maybe happen someday, you know, not saying that it will. Hopefully it will never happen. But, you know, it's just interesting. It's kind of a social commentary in our world right now. And it's really interesting. And Elizabeth Moss is just amazing. Well, all the characters are really great. So I'm really enjoying it. Hulu likes to release things week by week, so you can't just binge watch it.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Because I think there are some shows that shouldn't be binge watched.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
this one I wish I could binge watch.
Really?
Yes, I do.
See, I think...
Even though it's pretty terrible stuff, but it's terrible as in horrifying. But
yeah. Well, kind of like we were talking earlier, I was reading... I took a flight this weekend, and so I had my EW magazine, which I love, Entertainment Weekly, and they were talking about 13 ways, or 13 reasons.
13 reasons why.
And I'm reading it, and I'm like, I know that this is like the biggest show on Twitter, you know, like with the Twitter reaction.
Well, it's just
I'm
got
just reading,
so much
heavy.
It's very like, heavy, and it has so much controversy surrounding the subject matter.
Because they go further in the show than they ever did in the book.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, there is a debate there on whether they handled it correctly, just showing suicide, knowing that suicides among teens and bullied children are really high right now. So, I mean, I do think I enjoyed the series. There were some really poignant and very hard to watch moments. It's very heavy. Yes, it's very heavy, but it was also entertaining in parts. As far as suicide, I don't know if I agree how they depicted everything as someone with depression and stuff. I've personally gone through stuff like that, and it's nothing like, not that everybody has the same symptoms, but there is just some things I think they missed when doing it, and
right.
Her character kind of blaming everybody for this, and it typically that's not
right.
When you're super depressed, you blame yourself, not everybody else. Right. You know what I mean? So anyway,
I think
they missed a mark here and there.
And also, I mean, it's targeted the teen market or the young adult, but here's the thing. Like, I think the young adults, they need more. I mean, and obviously some are really dealing with this.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't know. Does it glamorize it?
That's the thing. Like,
Can they really put this into perspective, what they're going through, and the fact that, oh, she did this, and look, it's a TV show.
I think they missed the mark on what they were trying. I think they did some things right on opening up a dialogue on it and looking for warning signs and that sort of thing. But I do think that, and they do show the suicide, which is really horrifying when you think about it. But I mean, there's just some things I think they may have glossed over a little bit, or maybe not done so realistically. So, so I don't know. I think it's, I don't know if I would want a teenager to watch this. I mean, I don't know. It's just me. I don't know. I think that if I was looking at it just purely entertainment, I enjoyed it. But when I try to think of the social stuff, I'm like, oof, I don't know if this was the right thing to do.
Right.
Excuse me, the cats.
Yeah, I'm a little, I don't know. I'm a little skeptical whether I'm going to start it.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like there are just so many of these heavy shows out there.
Yes.
And we need to mix it up a little bit. Great News is another one that I've heard that's really good.
I know.
And that's the one that's going to be paired up with
Will and Grace
this fall. So, and it's by Tina Fey.
I know. And it's about news.
30 Rock. Yeah.
And we work
at
news.
Watch that tonight.
Maybe I will too.
So real quick, going back to Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
So the plan is it premieres this coming Sunday.
21st?
The 21st. It's going to be...
Oh, God.
That's
a week from today?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I got a lot of...
if you go to the EW article, it will tell you which episodes to watch in season two. Like it's the 8 episodes that you need to watch to get all caught up.
Okay.
So there you go.
Good.
And you won't miss anything. So what we're going to do is we will be live tweeting.
Yes.
They're going to release the first 2 episodes, and then they're going to release the 3 and 4 online. But basically, it's going to be for the next 18 weeks, Sunday nights. So that will run into a Game of Thrones.
Ooh, yes. You're right.
Yeah.
We'll be podcasting about Twin Peaks and Game of Thrones once it starts again. So,
So we'll live tweet it. We'll do a recap, talk about it, and then we'll make sure that that podcast is posted in time for Mondays. For
you guys to absolutely.
So, yeah. And then we have some other things to talk about, but we want to get to one of our sponsors right now.
Now, if there's anything we love more than podcasting, it would be wine.
And we're drinking it
right now. And that's why we're here to tell you about our newest sponsor. We're really excited. We have a sponsor that combines the two, wine and podcasting.
Yeah, it's the perfect pairing. It's called the Weekly Wine Down. It's 4 best friends talking about everything from politics to parenting, sex, and LGBT issues. Really, whatever pops into their heads.
So it's really like what we do. We like to enjoy a glass of wine while we podcast. But these ladies, they take it a little step further. They, once a week, they offer a review of whatever wine they're drinking in that episode. And at the end of it, they'll tell you if they like it or if they love it. So you'll hear some interesting discussion from some fabulous women about all kinds of subjects. And you might get a nice recommendation on a new wine, which is never a bad thing. You can always have a good recommendation.
Absolutely, no matter where you live. So you can find the Weekly Wine Down on Podbean and on Apple Podcasts. And be sure to follow them on Facebook. Just follow the Weekly wine down.
It's a great one. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right, moving on. Riverdale.
Wow. Okay, so it finished up season one.
Yes.
And I didn't think it could get any more dramatic and campy. But it did.
It did. I mean, from the get-go, it is drama. Yeah. So what did you think of the finale?
I mean, I really, really like Riverdale.
I do too.
Because we're watching these other shows that are so heavy. You need something to cleanse your palate.
Right, you
do. And Riverdale is that show. It is very... So I do a lot of videos. So editing and stuff, like, it's very saturated. Because the colors just pop.
Right.
And I love it just because of that. Because it's so... It's dark, but it's bright.
Yes. You know what? And going back and watching Twin Peaks... it really reminded me like a Riverdale. Like I can see the vibe there that they were going for. But yes, like again, we were talking, we used to love to watch True Blood in the summer. It was like our guilty pleasure because it was just campy and fun.
I mean, we do podcasts.
Ridiculous.
On it. I loved it.
And that's kind of what Riverdale is. You know, I think there's a lot of fun characters. Some of the acting is not great. I mean, some of the plot is like, okay, but you know, it's a fun show. That's what I'm looking for. So the finale. Let's see here.
Well, going into the finale, we had spoiler alert if you haven't watched.
Yeah, if you haven't watched it, yes.
Clifford Blossom was revealed to be the killer. He killed his son.
Yes.
And then he committed suicide.
And then in the finale, we find out that Clifford hired that Mustang guy to kidnap Jason, and then he, Clifford, covered up his murder. Murdered him, covered it up, but he was also dealing heroin out of the maple syrup. He was actually transporting it across into Canada.
I will say the thing I didn't like about this episode was the beginning when basically the show is trying to pull one over on the audience, thinking that FP was actually the killer.
Yeah.
And they did flashbacks with him doing all these things.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh, he has to be the killer because they're showing us him in each one of these situations.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the case.
No.
I hate when shows do that.
Well, yeah, and I just never... It seemed too obvious for it to be FP. You know what I mean? Like, it's Skeet Ulrich.
But then they tried to show you that.
He's River's dad. He's Jughead's dad. Like, it's way too obvious that he's the killer. You know, so you knew it was going to be somebody else.
Right.
You know, so let's... You know, they have the turmoil. Cheryl, obviously distraught, has lost her father and her son. Or her brother. Her beloved brother. And so she commits suicide, or tries to commit suicide, by jumping into the frozen lake. It's so dramatic.
It was.
She texts Veronica and says, I'm going to go be with Jason now. And then the gang.
They run.
They run to the river.
Was that running to the river? I thought that was running. No, that wasn't running the river. That was running to get Jughead.
Oh, no, this is after
school.
They ran. God, there's so much. Oh, yeah. I forget. Yeah, okay, so Jughead, since FP is probably going to prison for whatever, Jughead.
A lot of running.
Jughead is now in protective services because Archie's dad can't take care of him because there's a DUI on his record, apparently. excuse me. So now Jughead is being transferred to a foster home on the South Side, and he has to go to South Side.
That's where he belongs.
That's right, you know, because he's a weirdo. And so now he's on the South Side, and the gang thought, you know, oh, we got to go save him. So they leave in the middle of the school day, run to the South Side, run into South Side High, and went, hey, there's Jughead being cool with some of the...
And they all started, they all liked him.
Yeah,
all
you know, it's just so funny.
He wasn't being bullied or anything like that.
It was so
just
dumb.
A lot of running. And another thing, like, there were a couple of scenes where, you know, Archie and Veronica, they basically come out saying that they're a couple, and then they keep throwing it in Betty's face. Betty, are you okay with this? They each have a conversation with her separately.
Know.
Betty, are you okay with this? Betty's like,
yeah,
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine.
And then it's like, why are we trying to push that? Like,
I think
because we never even had a scene with Betty thinking, God, did I make the wrong decision?
Right, exactly.
Jughead's my soulmate.
Because I think, you know, they're doing this so... I know, Jughead's my soulmate. They've been together for 2 weeks. Exactly. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing with Archie, too. Just this whole season, like, what about that whole thing with him sleeping with his teacher? That was just like,
right,
that's done. Mm-hmm. Like, that never happened. And then he jumped with the pussycat, and now he's Veronica.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And I felt like he was making eyes at the wrong pussycat.
I know.
What? He didn't have feelings for her. He was hooking up with the other one.
I know.
And where's Josie? Like, she is in all the marketing, everything.
I know.
Gotta have the black girl. Gotta have the black girl. The hot black girl.
And Josie's barely
in
it.
And she is barely in it.
Yeah, exactly.
One of the other pussycats has a bigger role than Josie
right,
has
agreed,
in it.
Agreed.
And Josie is fucking Robin Givens' daughter.
I
like,
know.
Give her something to do.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Seriously, I really like her.
And I like her too, yeah.
Why was she not factored into, like, a love triangle with Betty and... and Jughead or something like that. I feel like I could write this show way better than I can. But
back to the finale. We should. So after they've rescued Jughead from the South Side, or they think so, they're all outside talking, and then that's when Veronica gets the text from Cheryl saying, "I'm going to kill myself." And so instead of calling 911 and then trying to go help, they just immediately take off running down to the river where it's frozen solid. And then we see Cheryl is banging on the ice, making a hole, and she jumps in, and then they all run over to save her, and Archie bangs the ice and saves her. And then everything's okay, and then they go back to Veronica's with some hot cocoa and a fire.
Well, don't forget, Archie really hurt his
He did
his
really
knuckles.
Hurt his hand, and, yeah. you know, and then he had to perform at the Jubilee that night.
But we're still watching.
We're still watching. I know, it's so dumb. I just, like, it's 2017. These kids have cell phones. They could call somebody. You want to run out there and save her, that's fine, but call the sheriff and be like, she tried to kill herself.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you should tell an adult.
Right. So, have we not learned anything?
Maybe you should take her to the hospital, because it's pretty cold in that water. It's so ridiculous.
It is so damn ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous. And then Jughead took off his hat.
Fine.
When he was making out with Betty in FP's trailer. And then that's when the serpents are like, "You're one of us." And they give him a jacket. And oh my God, that's going to cause some turmoil between Betty and Jughead. And anyway.
Yeah. The look on Betty's face.
Yes.
And then, of course, the big cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger. Daddy Andrews. Shot in the diner. Again, I don't know why these kids are trying to solve everything.
I don't either.
These kids are solving all the crimes in Riverdale. So that's the cliffhanger. We don't know if Mr. Andrews is dead or alive. So I guess we'll find out next.
But we know that it wasn't a random
robbery. No, it wasn't random according to Jughead's latest blog post. So.
Yeah. So we don't know if if Dylan McCabe will be returning. Luke, God, what's his name?
What?
What's his name?
Oh,
the father.
Luke Perry.
Luke Perry. There. Oh. We don't know if he's returning next season, but we do know that Casey Cott, who plays Kevin Keller, the gay character, he has been promoted to a series regular for season two,
which is great.
Which is awesome, and I am going to reach out to him, see if he was going to be on the podcast.
Oh, do it.
Why not?
Let's do it. Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I think my favorite part of this show is the characters. Veronica, Kevin, they're all really good. Jughead, they're all really good. They're just fun characters, except for Archie. I feel like Archie's the weakest one.
Link.
I agree, he's the weak link. He's not my favorite.
Me either.
But I really do like the camp of everybody else. So it's such a dumb show, but it's so enjoyable. So I'm glad it's coming back. I'm glad it's doing well, and I can't wait. Also, the numerous CoverGirl cosmetic product placements are hilarious to me. So,
oh yeah,
yeah,
showing how Veronica becomes Veronica.
But yeah, even in scenes
really
like
look...
on her vanity, it'll be CoverGirl all over the place.
Hey, whatever it takes to keep the show on air.
Right, exactly.
Whatever it takes.
It was a lot of fun.
All right, let's move on to mixed picks this week.
Okay.
All right, now we want to take a moment to talk about our new sponsor. We're very excited to announce we're collaborating with AndrewChristian.com for our podcast. What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It means free underwear for our male listeners.
Oh,
sexy
that's really
underwear
nice.
For our male
right.
listeners.
Right. Well, let me tell you about Andrew Christian. It's a best-selling line of men's underwear. We're not talking just any old underwear you can get at Costco or Walmart or wherever you want to go. You can get it at any other store. These are technically advanced designer underwear, and they sell like crazy all over the world.
And I will admit, I do have a few pair of these underwear. in my drawer, and I'm not kidding when I say they were, I want to say they're life-changing because of the fit and the style and actually the quality of the underwear too. I will say that I ordered a pair that are very sexy.
Lacy. Yeah,
you know, I've had a couple compliments on it. Obviously, the hubby loves them.
Good.
But it's more, I think, more the comfort. Not only just the it's stylish, but the comfort level. That's what I really like about
it. Nothing better than a comfy pair of underwear.
Absolutely. Yeah. They come in a whole different variety of cuts, colors, and prints, just to fit anyone's style.
You know, and they don't just make underwear. You cruise their website. They sell all sorts of things. I did. I didn't even mean to do that. Anyway, they sell t-shirts, swim trunks, hats, a whole lot of other stuff for men. So if you're into comfortable, fashionable,
sexy
wear, check out Andrew Christian. They've been around for 20 years. They started in 1997, and they are one of the fastest growing companies in America, according to Incorporated Magazine. So there you go. So when you're giving your money to this company, you know it's a good company that has some high standards.
Right. And the men will love them, but also, ladies, you can get these for your man as well. They will love you for it. Okay, so here's what we can do. Go to andrewchristian.com, but message us on Facebook first, or on Twitter, or even email us at agalandagay@gmail.com, or even give us a call, 816-237-8422. Leave a message with your name, address, and the underwear size. That's it. They will send you some free underwear.
There you go.
So again, 816-237-8422. Leave us a message on Facebook, Twitter, or the email, and that's it. Simple as that.
Hello. It's my corner time, Kitty's corner.
Get in the corner and stay there. I told you, don't move.
So we've already talked about a couple things that I wanted to put in my corner, which is Riverdale and Twin Peaks. So I'm going to talk about something I picked up this week that just kind of dumb. It comes from my obsession with HGTV. I've just started looking at random houses on Realtor.com. I got the app.
In our area or just anywhere?
In our area.
Oh, okay. Well,
but also in my sister's neighborhood, too. Because I'm like, one day I'll move back there and let's see what I can afford. And nothing. But but I was looking at, because I have no plans to buy a house. I mean, I would like to, but there's no immediate plans to buy a house anytime soon. But I like going to look at the houses and see how much they are. And so there was a couple of really cute houses in North Kansas City that I think I would love because they were real cheap. Because I'm like, I think I could afford like $200,000 house, maybe. And so, yeah, it was, yeah. Anyway, I don't know why. I like looking at it, so it's fun. I don't know. That's my newest thing. It's just kind of something I do when I'm bored, so.
Realtor.com. And there's an app?
There's an app.
Or are you watching it on your new computer? Or looking at it on your new computer?
On my new... there's an app you can download for your mobile devices, and I've been looking at it on my iPad. On my new iPad. Hmm. So, yeah, it's just a lot of fun. And I also like to go and look at the real expensive houses, too, because you're like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have like six bedrooms and,
right.
You know, it's crazy. Square footage and that sort of thing. It's fun to look at the real expensive ones, too. So, but it's, I don't know. It's just a time waster. It's a lot of fun if you like looking at houses.
You should go on, like, the Parade of Homes because they have them twice a year.
I know. I should.
Around here.
I know.
Because a couple in our neighborhood were part of
the
parade.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Seeing how they design stuff.
Yeah.
Get some ideas.
That's what I like.
And know what you don't. Figure out what you don't
right,
like.
Right, exactly. And I think that's the whole point of why I like looking and watching those HGTV shows. Just seeing what you like. And I'm like, if I ever have a lot of money, I can design my perfect home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. And
anyway.
Then it'll be out of date. In
exactly.
Years.
I know. Exactly. And then I'll have to remodel it again
right.
When I want to sell it.
That
is my corner this week.
All right. Okay. So I think that does it for us.
I think so. Yeah. I think we've talked about everything we can.
Yeah. We want to thank our sponsors, the Weekly Wind Down
podcast.
And mm-hmm. AndrewChristian.
AndrewChristian.com. Thank you.
Don't forget to reach out to us. And you might get a new pair of underwear.
Yeah.
Or for your significant other.
That's right.
So please
make a good gift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Reach out to us. Let us know. Just a heads up, when you go to andrewchristian.com, as I warned Kitty,
it is a little nuts.
She was at work, and I'm like, do not open this on your work computer. It's very Well, sexual.
It is. Yes, it is. It's obviously, I mean, it is men in underwear, but they're in thongs.
And they're in situations.
Yeah, so.
That might surprise.
It is very gay friendly, I guess you could say. Yeah.
That's about all it is.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, be warned. I would not suggest putting that up on your desktop at work. unless everyone's cool with it, you know, whatever.
Right, depends on where you work. But yeah. I'm pretty sure that won't be the case.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, if you like listening to us, and hearing about all the latest pop culture news and whatever we want to talk about, you should follow us on social media. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. It's all at a gal and a gay, at symbol a gal and a gay. So you can find us on all of that.
And while you're finding us on all of our social media platforms, we'd love to hear from you. What are your favorite shows, movies, any theories of any shows that you want to share? Of course, Game of Thrones is coming back in just a couple of weeks. What kind of theories do you have about that? Or, of course, is my favorite, theories on Star Wars.
Yes, please. Yes. And if you have some thoughts on Riverdale or on Twin Peaks returning, you can email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. Yeah, we also have a phone number you can call us.
Yeah, so that phone number, 816-237-8422. Again, that's 816-237-8422. Leave us a voice message and we will play it on air.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. And also, as always, tell your friends about us. Share our podcast. If you really like, listen to us. Again, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on Podbean. We're on all of these places where you can go and share them. And if you would please leave us a review or some feedback on Apple or Podbean. We'd love to hear from you. So, yeah, that's it.
All right. Until next time.
Until next time. Bye.